Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12.
Recording in progress.
I'm a thoughts and you're every move. Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man has an answer for the wicked that he does. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your balls, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, my heart. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your balls, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Get away from me. My honey, my baby. baby. Don't put my love upon no shelf. You said don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Hey, this is Friday, June 17th, 2022. You can give us a holler here at 515-602-9731. We're here live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time doing Redneck and Eyes Radio live. We're happy to share as much news and information as we can with you, just live on the road. The show's called All Things Trucking and Then Some, so feel free to call in with any kind of information or just helpful hints for living out there on the road and just secrets to success. That's what we kind of do out here, and talking about everything going on. So appreciate everybody joining us. I wanted to start off with a clip from a news report up there in New York. There was a low bridge, and it's kind of crazy. But I saw it yesterday, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Here's the CDL Life article. Starts out, residents say truckers who strike local bridge probably shouldn't be driving truck. Isn't that something? So before we go, I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those guys are a great bunch of information. They got parts, mostly it's all the DPF, then they do the cleaning service and the DPF or EGR coolers, charge air coolers, you know, they do all the mufflers, any size diesel engine, so those guys are the ones, so appreciate all your support on that, and go check them out, like I said, dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. So go back to the article here, we'll click on this, and we'll get the video going so everybody can see, and it's up there in Syracuse, New York is where it was. And here it is here.
Does your windshield have a crack? Trust me.
Of course, we got a little advertisement, so we'll just wait on that. And wind it down here. And it's about 5 seconds. We'll play this video here and check this out. It's really crazy to see the residents. It's funny because
once again, the Onondaga Lake Parkway Bridge hit by a two-tall truck this week. This time it was an Amazon Prime semi-truck. There have already been 4 strikes so far in 22, ahead of 11 strikes last year, 9 the year before. This has been going on for decades.
The bridge is really low, 10
reported
nine.
There's
by
tons the state
of signs.
DOT. Now,
there's
today,
been
our
several reports by this one news station.
Lake Park to chat with some neighbors about what they think about when they hear another truck is stuck. Samantha joins us live with new details tonight. Samantha?
Well, in truth be told, most of the neighbors who we spoke with today say that the responsibility is on the truck drivers to stop hitting into this bridge once and for all, especially with signs just like this one that are warning trucks
says,
higher than 10 feet 9
says,
inches
bridge,
to
bridge
stop.
Did hit them.
Today I took a drive eastbound and westbound to see how many warning signs there are before it's too late. In total, I counted over
I was thinking
a
they need
times.
To change the word because nobody understands
what
commercial vehicle
means. The more trucks that strike
means.
The bridge, the more astonishing it becomes to neighbors.
Just heard it. It was like, Amazon truck hits the, and I started laughing because I'm like, again?
I just laughed. Like, the first thing I said was, did you see this again?
Currently, a project is being proposed on the Onondaga Lake Parkway that would enhance safety for drivers and truck drivers by reducing speeds, enhancing signage, and replacing the overheight vehicle detection
system.
That's
just spending unnecessary money right there.
According to the New York State Department of Transportation. Nice. But Darius Johnson isn't convinced that'll solve the problem.
So I've seen them do things to, like, make it more, you know,
over the
visible
years, over
the years,
mm-hmm.
but they still hit it. And I don't – it's a joke. Me and my friends laugh every single time.
Some neighbors staying true to their message that the truck drivers are to blame.
I mean, the bridge didn't hit them.
I think it's the truck driver's fault. Like, if you don't know how tall your truck is, you probably shouldn't be driving the
Boom.
Truck.
Especially Amazon. They usually have their stuff delivered
glasses.
On time. You know they was backed up yesterday. They had to be.
Now, one of the neighbors we spoke with today works with truck drivers all the time and says some of the local truck drivers avoid this issue entirely by taking Old Liverpool Road. So it's safe to say that at least for now, the solution could be as simple as taking one turn. Live in Liverpool tonight, I'm Samantha Frostin.
It is remarkable that it's still ongoing. Someday, perhaps, Sam, there'll be a solution. Well, we know about this problem because bridge strikes make news, but what almost no one knew until a man named John
is the thing right there, boom, is the we'll go back here. So the one thing that I really didn't or I wanted to make sure people understood is that it's not the news isn't the news is making that the it's the trucks hitting the bridge. The news that doesn't get reported is how many trucks make U-turns. And so that next report was going to say that they've seen it, they've reported on it, that they have videos of trucks making U-turns. And so far there hasn't been that. I mean, they haven't reported that any crashes were caused by a truck making U-turns. But I mean, that's another big thing that a lot of carriers see as a problem, is that when trucks try to make U-turns, a lot of times that causes accidents. And next thing you know, the driver gets fired for making a U-turn. So, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But the deal is route planning. I mean, we always talk about it. You know, as truck drivers, we always talk about route planning. And so I think that's a big issue with a lot of drivers these days, because the GPS does all the work. We don't have to do anything. We just plug it in and go. And we know, because a lot of drivers out there, one of the biggest things you're going to see on this video commenting is that today's drivers don't know how to read a map. Today's drivers don't understand how to read an atlas, or they know the difference between a commercial atlas. They don't understand all the ins and outs of like a commercial vehicle atlas that gives them, I mean, it's right there. You go and you want to spend, you know, you spend, what is it now? I mean, I remember a trucker's atlas was $50 compared to like a $10 map, regular atlas, you know, right? And so nowadays, this is the GPS. Everybody's paying $600, $700 for a GPS that is supposed to be truck specific. But then all I hear, and I'm, you know what? I've never bought one of those. Okay, so I've never hit a low bridge, and I've never purchased a truck specific GPS. Okay, so there is no correlation in my head to tell me that if you don't have a truck GPS, you're going to hit bridges or you're going to get stuck somewhere. Now, I've been stuck in places and I've had to make some turns that was questionable because I was saying, you know what, there's a bridge up there. I'm not going to hit that. I need to turn. And I've had to sit there and figure out a way, you know, and I've had to say, you know, drivers, hey, no, go down here, take a left, you know, do that. Or I've had to sit down there and plot a route and go way out of my way to get back to where I can avoid this bridge or whatever. I mean, I've been in sticky situations. I've never hit a bridge. Now, granted, sometimes those sticky situations may be what it's, I mean, I can count on, I had like three times that I either got turned around, sidetracked, or, you know, because of like the truck wasn't going to make it. It wasn't going to fit, wasn't going to make the turn, wasn't going to make the clearance or something. I had one time in down in San Diego, one time up in like Queens, New York. And the only other time was, I think it was, see, and I'm thinking in my head right now, I can't even remember exactly what city I was in. I think I was in Detroit and I had to go to a customer and they said, you know, I mean, actually, I was following the GPS because once I'm off the road, once I'm off the highway, and I'm like maybe less than a mile from the customer, I figured out all is well. And then all of a sudden, I got three trucks in front of me that are stopped, and I'm trying, I don't know why. And come to find out there's a low bridge. So now all these trucks have to either back up or find a way. And actually, a customer, or not the customer, but another business that was on that road said, you guys are all stuck. You're going to have to back up. And of course the reason they came out, and I was just thinking in my head this last night, because the reason they came out was because they specifically said, but don't turn in our parking lot. You're going to be tempted to turn in our parking lot because we got a big parking lot, but don't turn in our parking lot because it's a concrete and you're going to mess it up because it's not suitable for trucks. So we had to actually, I got out of the truck. What I did is I backed up kind of and then pulled off to the side. And then me and two other drivers, helped these other trucks back all the way up. And we're kind of like blocking traffic so that they can back all the way up and get to where they can turn and go around. And what it is it was a simple little, you know, all you had to do was get some directions from local directions. You know how you do that? Break 19, local information. You know, something like that, because you needed to understand that the main road, it's funny, the main road to get to the customer had a low bridge. But if you went around the block, it's actually the shipper's entrance is where you needed to go, which means that you need to take a right turn about two stoplights back. So we had to get back to that stoplight and then make that turn. So drivers backed up, made their turn, pulled off to the side, got out, blocked traffic so we could back up. And, I mean, it's about 30 minutes. I mean, it didn't take that long because, again, there was more than one truck. But that was the third time out of my whole career where I got turned around because of a low clearance. So, like I said, I've never owned a truck-specific GPS, so I don't know why you would need that. You know, be vigilant, stay aware, especially when you know, okay? I mean, let's just let the cat out of the bag right now. If you're east of the Mississippi, then low clearance is an issue, okay? If you're in the Northeast or in the, you know, Midwest, which is like Chicago, Detroit, you know, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, parts of Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, you know, I know some low bridges in Milwaukee. I know low bridges in Georgia. Some low bridges down in Florida too. There that you have to kind of, you know, when you're it's, but now when you get up in the Northeast, like New York, Jersey, Pennsylvania, there's main roads like this one here. When you saw the video, it's a 4-lane highway, and it's a low bridge. You know, I mean, New Jersey, we all know that. You know, I mean, even up there when you're running around in the main drag up there around Secaucus and all those places, those highways, you're going down the highway, every other exit you see, it says no trucks this exit because of a low bridge or something. So, yeah, I mean, we know that. So I don't get it. You know, you're like you're saying, we need to people. I mean, it ain't even like map reading to me. It's more of just, you know, paying attention, understanding that you're in an area that has low bridges. You know, if you're in South Texas like I am right now, ain't too much of a problem. You know, you go out to Arizona, ain't too much of a problem. You might have some problems in L.A. There are areas there too, you know. So definitely it's route planning. That's what it is. It's not even like understanding, you know, okay, we can say you need a little bit of map reading skills. You know, you need to understand there's more than one tool other than the GPS, you know. But you also need to understand that, you know, you need to look at every single. I mean, I remember when I was planning out a route, boy, I tell you what, I would write down. I mean, this was back when I was first starting, like the first 5 years of my trucking career. My route planning consisted of taking a sheet of paper and writing out all my turns, every single turn, left, right, whatever. And, of course, you know, when you're dealing with if you're in a larger carrier, especially, I don't even know, do they still provide in, you know, we used to like get directions where they were like handwritten directions. And I would even like get my directions, write them all down. And it would always be a point where I wouldn't even have to, like, I had it memorized. So and then when I got to the customer, I would rewrite the directions in a way that I felt was more appropriate and able to understand to other drivers. And I would send a message to the people that were in charge of those directions and say, hey, this is how the directions should read, or add this to the directions, something like that. And I would write it out and send it to them. And because really, if there's bad directions and you don't say, hey, correct those directions, you know, more drivers need to say, hey, correct those directions. And if you don't, then there's going to be drivers that get turned around because we either got a different language that we teach everybody that we should be teaching, you know, north, south, left, right. It all depends on where you're at. Numbers, highway numbers instead of names if there's not any sign. You know, a lot of times you got to look at the signs. If the signs give you the road name, then you got to put the road name down in the directions. If the signs give you or the map gives you the road numbers, you know, put both, whatever you need. So all that stuff we need to understand more. So that's what I wanted to boil down that today is I know it's an issue I have, a big issue with that, and it bothers me. Let's see. Here is another video. I'm gonna click on it and get everything ready, and then we'll share it up and everything. But this video here, I think this actually was talking about passing a law. And the law would require that anybody on the road would have to get the truck GPS in the truck if they're going to be on that road. And it's like, how do you enforce that? You see a truck, pull them over. You got a truck GPS? Yes or no? Yeah, I do, but it's not on. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, man. So let me cue this up here. And here we go.
Well, it's certainly a bridge that many people drive under every day without a second thought until you see this again. Another truck wedged under the Onondaga Lake Parkway Railroad Bridge in the town of Salina. Good evening. I'm Matt Mulkey.
And I'm Megan Coleman, the latest big rig to get stuck under the bridge.
The sound's
kind of messed
up. An
Amazon Prime truck Monday night. Notable because of the
up.
Brand new Amazon warehouse in Clay, just a few miles away.
Now, see, they do
the
a map
between the parkway
so
and the Amazon warehouse.
The bridge
if you look
is
it up on a regular
GPS,
it will tell you this is the fastest route. That takes you right along the Onondaga Lake Parkway.
Now, a live look at the bridge tonight and the traffic flowing underneath it, a site of dozens of crashes because of trucks that are too tall, either missing or ignoring the many warning signs and signals about the big rigs. They shouldn't go that way. Last night, the first of what could be many Amazon trucks passing through and running into that bridge. You can see the big blue truck and signature Amazon Aero logo smushed, stuck under the bridge when we look at those pictures. Investigative reporter Mary Keeler is live for us along the parkway tonight. And good stuck under there right now as you begin your report.
Yeah, Matt, another one hitting this bridge behind me. I spent the day today reaching out to lawmakers and also to Amazon. And our major question today for the corporate giant is, how are you training your truck drivers who drive those trucks like the one that hit this bridge behind me? And do those trucks have commercial-style GPSs that could reroute a truck so that it would never come down the parkway? One leader I spoke with, who is the town of Salina supervisor, says all these questions need to be asked.
It's what people who live around here say all the time. It happened again. The railroad bridge over the Onondaga Lake Parkway, the site of more proof that even an Amazon Prime truck can't make it under. It's just too low. We were sent this photo from over the weekend, another Prime truck turning around before hitting it.
What comes to mind when you think of this railroad bridge over the parkway?
Well, all the memes on Facebook, the parkway bridge is undefeated. I grew up in the village of Liverpool my entire life. I still live just outside the village.
Town of Salina supervisor Nick Perro says big rigs don't belong on this road.
We have a low bridge. A lot of commercial vehicles are not equipped with commercial GPS, and if they don't have a commercial GPS, they're going to hit the bridge.
That includes trucks driven by employees of new neighbor Amazon, opening up a huge new warehouse in Clay. Perro says it's a good addition to the community and economy, but more big blue trucks like this one will be all over, and they need to be safe.
It's going to be an issue that's probably going to get worse now that we have more of these type of vehicles probably around our neighborhood.
Last August, a former Onondaga County legislator proposed a resolution to require trucks on this stretch of road to have a commercial GPS. It tracks bridge height and sends truck drivers around bridges that could be too low. It's unclear right now what Amazon equips their trucks with.
Are you going to reach out to Amazon possibly and see how you can figure out what the training is or what the GPS style is that might be helpful?
I think, you know, our county government, our county officials, they're the ones that are going to be in communication with Amazon about this. And I hope they do.
Will you be committed to
facilitating those conversations if they're not happening, whether it's at the county or the state level?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be we'll be sending out an email out to somebody, seeing what types of conversations are happening and if there's anything that we can do to be part of it.
Yes, you saw.
I've been reaching out to Amazon all day today in all different ways, including email and even on Twitter a couple of times.
To me,
still no answers
this
to
is what
our
happens.
Questions.
Your freedoms get taken away.
We are cutting ribbon next week for that big clay warehouse mentioned in my story. In person to ask those questions myself. Live in the town of Salina, I'm Mary Keeler.
We got to do something. That's what we got to do. And then next thing you know, they start passing laws that have nothing to do with what they're trying to solve. And then it creates more problems for us because, you know, now it's going to be, not only is it going to have, well, you got to have a truck GPS when you're on this road, then it's going to pass, going to be upgraded to, you got to have a truck GPS period, because next thing you know, Rand McNally is going to get wind of it. And they're going to lobby and say, well, if you're going to make it a law for that, just make it a law for everybody. It's what they're going to do. It's crazy, you know? So, you know, I don't want laws passed, you know, but I don't want drivers keep hitting trucks, you know. I want drivers that can't drive get their CDLs taken away. That's what I want. You know, but, you know, the politicians aren't going to do that because then everybody's going to say, we don't have any truck drivers. Well, yeah, because, you know, you got to be trained. You know, if I go through my whole, if I can go a year, you know, I mean, we see this now. Everybody, look, if you go every year, you don't have an accident. If you work for some kind of big corporation, whether you're an owner-operator, leased to a carrier, or you're a company driver, if you work for a large corporation that has a big safety program and all that, if you go a year without having any type of accident, they reward you with a badge of honor, and you get to keep your job. If you have accidents over a certain amount of times, so many people, then you, then they can you. You're not going to keep your job. You might not be. You're not going to be prevented from driving. You'll probably get another driving job, but it's not going to be a good paying job. So the good paying jobs are going to be for drivers that don't have accidents. That's what it is. I always make a joke that trucking companies spend millions of dollars a year trying to hire truck drivers, and then trucking companies also they spend the other $1 million that they make trying to fire truck drivers. Because they're constantly going over the records of who's having accidents, who's not having accidents, and they're either going to change the rules because accidents cost money and, you know, insurance. So if the company is not self-insured, a big corporation not self-insured, or anything to that matter, you know, we got a couple of YouTube videos that talks about how its insurance rates are going to skyrocket. They're skyrocketing already. It's already expensive. Or even at an owner-operator, even if you own your own truck or anything, if you have accidents, your CDL might not be revoked, but you're not going to get insurance. And if you're an owner-operator and you're on your own, you're independent, you know, if you're watching this video now, you're nodding your head, hell yeah, insurance is hard to get. And if you have any kind of problem, the insurance companies will drop you. They'll just say, you know what, you know, we've had two complaints in 5 years or two claims or whatever in 5 years. To me, that doesn't seem like a lot, but maybe it is. And the insurance company says it's a lot. They're dropping you. Now you got to go find another insurance company. And then guess what? That insurance, if you're going to find insurance that will take you based off of the history of your claims, the insurance rates will be higher and they'll be more expensive. So the only way to keep insurance rates down is, you know, not having claims. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what to say. You know, hitting bridges costs money, causes problems, causes delays, and makes you look like an idiot. And bigger so look like an idiot because you see the report I just played on the first video. The local people, the ones that people that don't drive, they're like, how does this happen? This is so stupid. And they're right, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe somebody else has a different opinion, you know. So, but that's what I think. I think it's just stupid. How can, like I said, I got my CDL in 1997. I learned how to drive in the military in 1995. And that's, I've been driving truck for the better part of that at that time. And I've always maintained my CDL. And for the most part, I've had hazmat endorsement, double triples, all that stuff, tanker. I just recently got motorcycle endorsement a couple of years ago. I had passenger endorsement when I was in the military, you know, driving buses and stuff. So that kind of deal. But it's not that hard. But also the driving part is the easiest. Taking tests are hard because you got to have the, you know, name the stuff and point it all out and follow the procedure and all that. But the driving and looking out and not hitting nothing, that should be the easiest part of it all. And for some reason, it's not. People still hit bridges. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what do you got to say. Let me know. Like I said, I do a radio show here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. It's every weekday. Women Over at Neck and Eyes is on Wednesdays. I'm not here on Wednesdays. Another Tiffany, one of the other founders of Redneck and Eyes, will be here. Redneckandeyes.com is where all of our information is, and we appreciate everybody's support on that. Like I said, this phone number is on Blog Talk Radio. It's 515-602-9731. We record this video and get it out to everybody on YouTube is the place to be. We appreciate everybody's signing up for YouTube. It's been a great, great success, and we're really excited about the future that it has to offer. We're going to keep on going. Next week, June 25th, 26th, the Texas Trucking Show will be at the NRG Center in downtown Houston over there by the Reliant Stadium, and I'll be there. I'm going to go to that show. And I'll be walking around shooting some video, talking to some people. I've got some my own Redneck and I swag. I won't have a booth or anything. I'll just be walking around. And that's kind of how we're starting out, small, you know, right? And we used to go to the Louisville Truck Show over there at Mid-America Trucking Show. We used to go there every year, set up a big thing in the parking lot. Well, they don't like us doing that, so we're not doing that no more. We're going to do our own thing. There's all these other small truck shows we're going to get to. There's another show in September, and we'll have more information about that in Pennsylvania. Redneck and Eyes, we're even getting up information and getting up plans and support to do our own show up in Ohio. So stay tuned for that. We're already in the process. We've made some deposits and booked some stuff. So yeah, we're excited about it. We're doing our own thing. That'll be in Ohio. And we're going to try to get out to as many truck shows as we can. So we appreciate everybody's support on helping us do that. And just getting videos and stuff out there. And, you know, let's bring back the brotherhood of trucking camaraderie that we used to have, where drivers supported each other, drivers helped each other out, drivers asked for support. You know, don't feel too much pride where you can't ask for support. You know, get out there if you need something, you know, shout out, whatever you need. You know, it's amazing. I never got online. I wasn't a big online person when everything started. I remember Facebook was probably out 5, 6, 7 years before I actually got on there. And when I did, it was full of truck drivers. I'm like, all right, this is awesome. And then it was like, nowadays it's like, oh crap, there's all these truck drivers. So yeah, just, like I said, stay tuned to all that. And we appreciate everybody's support for everything on that. And, don't forget to go check out our great sponsors. One of the other great sponsors is Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Or give them a call at 720-277-0030. That is a good-sized trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. All the drivers I know out of there, they say they're drop-dead busy all the time. They do the hazmat. They do, expedited, and they have reefer units, and they have the hazmat. They do special handling. One driver even told me one time that she was out there hauling freight with a trailer, and it was a regular swing door, but it had a lift gate on it because they have some customers that require a lift gate. So they have trailers with lift gates. So, I mean, it's all that kind of stuff, you know, and they do a lot of different stuff. It's more, if you're looking for a carrier to run as a company driver, but learn more about being an owner operator or learn more about, you know, customer pools and all that kind of stuff, then Load to Ride is one of those companies. I mean, you work for a big carrier, and they just say, go here, go there, haul our freight, drop our trailers, do what we say. At Load to Ride, it's more that you have the control. I mean, you're the driver, and you're talking to brokers. You're talking to customers because they're asking you, I got this freight. I need it picked up at this time. Can you deliver it? You know, they're asking for your input on everything. And of course, it's time sensitive, or it's you know, special handling where you've got to, you know, in mostly it's all van. I don't know if they have any flatbeds or anything, but even when you put freight in a van, sometimes you still got to secure it to the wall or to the floor or whatever. And that's up to you. So it's learning stuff like that. And that's to me, that's important. So check those out, ltrtransportation.com. And like I said, stop hitting bridges. That's all I can tell you. Man, it irritates the hell out of me. And let's see. But I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to wind it down here. And ain't too much else going on. Like I said, you can give us a call. Weekdays, 7 p.m. every day, unless I announce it. I'll put it on Facebook. I'm trying to work it out where I can get more stuff on YouTube to announce whether or not we're going to have a show or not. But I've got things going on sometimes where I've got some events I got to go to, so I can't really run the show that evening or whatever. So, you know, if I can't, I'll let you know. But it's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731. And redneckandeyes.com for all the details. Appreciate everybody's support. Before we go, check out one of our other great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app, that app where you can do load tracking and route planning on the app, where they give you the map and that you can find the truck stops and fuel stops, all that stuff. I mean, anywhere that you can find a place that they could tell you. I mean, some drivers need to be told, drive 500 miles. 500 miles is this place here. I mean, that's route planning. Route planning is, where are you going to stop by the end of the day? You know, you could do it day to day. When I first started, man, if I had a 5-day trip, like it was across the country, or I was picking up in, you know, let's say I was picking up in Reno and I was taking it to Memphis, I'd sit there before I'd start my run. I would plan the whole thing. I knew exactly where I was stopping. And you know what? Sometimes it changes. That's fine. But update it and always know that you're not going to get stuck somewhere lost or something, you know. So yeah, route planning, that's a big deal. Trucker Tools app, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So until next time, you guys stay safe, and we'll see you, like I said, starting Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So check things out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. Like us on Facebook. Facebook is fun. Always remember, Facebook is fun. It's just fun. Just have fun. Stay safe, y'all. Stay successful. And keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road. Roger Miller's draft his phone. He said, drive that 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. Said, I'm the king of the road. But them big wheels of rubber got the rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie, man, and I need that old white line.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.